be the same.
It'd be barbed wire too, yeah.
Okay, fine. Can you name any other fences that are made of wood other than picket fence, which we've mentioned?
For farm use.
For any type of use, really. Farm use also.
You know, they're getting, you know, a real nice rail fences, and they also have, you know, in smaller areas, it's like a batten board fence, you know, it comes up 5 or 6 feet high, you know, for privacy. I don't know what you call that exactly, but...
privacy fencing or something?
Yeah.
Right. What would you set up a barbed wire fence? When you set up a barbed wire fence, excuse me, you must dig holes for the...
post.
Okay, what would you call just one of these?
Post.
All right, fine. What would you call a fence or wall made of loose stone or rock you might remove from a field?
Cobblestone fence. I've seen a lot of those up in the mountainous areas, too.
They're pretty, aren't they?
Yeah.
I've always wanted one.
Yeah.
Okay. What term would you use in describing your best dishes? It's your...
China.
Okay. Did you ever see an egg made out of this?
Yes.
Huh. What would you call this egg?
Oh, I've seen some decorative kinds, you know, that are antiques. Is
mm-hmm.
that what you're talking about?
Yeah, and they'd be called, if they're made out of china, they'd be...
bone?
Yeah, okay, or a china egg.
Yeah. Right. I didn't know what term you were talking about. Now, they have a lot of those in Gatlinburg, and they are beautiful.
I love it up there.
I do, too.
What would you use to carry water in?
A pail.
Okay.
Bucket.
All right. Would it be made out of wood or metal?
Well, originally, but now most everybody uses plastic.
Okay. Plastic more for the bucket or the pail?
Plastic. Oh, pail. We have several that we use in the garden.
Okay, and you usually think of a wooden...
bucket.
Yeah, okay, fine. What do you carry milk in?
A pail.
Good. What do you use to throw the waste food from the kitchen into? In your kitchen. Put all your trash in it. What's it called?
Oh, garbage can.
Okay, garbage can. Fine. What do you fry eggs in?
Skillet.
All right. What is your skillet made out of?
Well, I still like the old iron skillet, but I have a lot of modern ones, too, but I still like the iron for cooking a lot of things.
They're best when you get them broken in.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you ever have one with legs in an open fireplace? Or have you ever seen one used?
I've seen one, but I've never used one.
Would you call that a skillet also? Or have you ever heard another name for it?
Because you can set them down on different things. And you can also use them for boiling or... that's like, you know, used to hang in the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you could cook vegetables or maybe the one in that. But I don't know what you're calling.
What about something big and black that you had out in the backyard you might use for heating up the water to boil your clothes?
Oh, yeah, a wash tub.
Okay. If it were bigger and heavier, and you mentioned it a minute ago, I believe, and it was a big black pot, what would that be? You could also use it. You were talking.
Yeah. Kettle.
Okay, fine.
We used to use to cook in as well as washing your clothes in a lot of times.
Okay, what would you call the container that you plant some sort of flower in and keep in the house?
A pot.
Okay. What would you call the containers in which you put your cut flowers?
A vase.